today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, we need to talk.
About what?
Well, once again, you were late to record, you weren't prepared, and you just seemed out of it. What do you have to say for yourself?
It must be someone else's fault. All right, Patrick, before we get started here, I need to say something regarding an earlier episode where...
Okay.
Big surprise here. I made kind of an idiot of myself. So...
That's usually what I do.
Here's what happened. I was talking... You might recall this. I was complaining about the fact that in my basement, I sit underneath this vent where I record, right?
Yeah.
I'm pointing. You can see on the video here, I'm pointing where the vent is. And you've been here before. You know it's like right above this table.
Yep.
Which is, the table's in a good spot, except for that. And I was saying, oh, the air conditioning's always blowing right on me, and I can't stand it, and blah, blah, blah. And then I got called out on Facebook by a couple of people who said, like, you're an idiot. You can just, like, adjust the damper on the HVAC system, and you won't get the air blowing through this vent in your basement at all.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. You didn't know about this either?
I have no idea what a damper is.
So, okay. So I'm not alone on this.
I thought it was like a, isn't that what you open up to get your fireplace going? Or is that a flue?
It is like that because it has to do with ventilation, right?
Oh, okay.
So
I was thinking of a flue.
There's something on the on the HVAC. I'm going to look into it this weekend where I can just adjust that apparently. And it'll just divert the air away from the basement vents and toward the upstairs vent.
Is that right?
So it won't even come in down here at all.
That's revolutionary.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm not the only one
who's, I had no idea.
Who's lived a rich, full life without knowing about the damper. All right.
Nope.
Well, thank you to the people who pointed this out to me, so I'm working on it.
Yeah, way better.
It's not actually running at this moment, so I'm okay. All right.
Yep.
As you can tell, this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And in addition to talking about home ownership and so on, we talk about music quite a bit. And lately, as we've been doing a monthly series on new music, it has really grown. It has grown not only in popularity, but also stature, I think. And
totally.
It started with you and I making picks of new music we had discovered in the previous month, and then we the interns got in on the fun.
Yep.
People loved that. And then we had a bunch of listeners sending in their picks, and this has grown. This month, for the July new music picks, we have 11 listener calls. 11. So people really like this, and they want to be part of it, don't you think?
It's amazing, yeah. Jim. Pretty soon, it's going to be 30 days of new music.
I'm worried. I'm worried that this may be... we're going to do 4 episodes this month of listener picks, and
right.
I kind of feel like that's about the limit. I'm sort of worried. If we stretch this thing too much farther, are we going to lose some people, right? So that's not a reflection on the people who called in. I'm just saying volume-wise. Like, there's a limit to how much I think people, you know, want to hear on this one topic. So,
or we're going to do a 3-hour, you know, episode of new music.
That's right.
It's just going to be everything all crammed into
that
one.
That may be what happened.
A super marathon.
Right. So I don't know, but I'm happy where we are right now. So this is really good.
Yeah.
All right. So... traditionally, we start off with the listener who started this whole thing off, who started sending us his monthly dispatches without us even asking, and that would be Stephen Routledge in Scotland. So you're going to hear his picks in a second, but before we do that, speaking of things that just happen on
Meta.
The show, we have another listener, Niklas Nygaards, in Sweden, who wrote and recorded a jingle for Stephen Routledge's picks.
Yeah.
That's right?
It's so meta. I love it.
All right. So let's play that first.
This is a world premiere. He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge. The outro is good. I'll do this to Nicholas.
Oh, my goodness.
Crack a Coors beer in his honor. That's beautiful, Jim. The more I listen to it, the more it reminds me of I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss, which is really a great high water mark.
Well, to me, it's sort of Kraftwerk-y kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
And yeah, you know. Yeah. It feels very much like maybe something that would come out of Scandinavia. It's really just awesome. It's just awesome.
The man, the myth, and the legend.
Legend, that's right. It's so good. Everything about it is so good. And then that little ending. Oh, it's just perfect. So thank you, Nicholas. Thank you so much. If anyone would like to
God
write
bless you, sir.
And record jingles for any of the segments we do on the show.
That's right.
We'd love it. And this one got so specific. It's not even about this. It's about one contributor to the segment of the show. It's so great. But he is the man with the
that's
legend.
That's what we want. He really is.
Right? Yeah. Stephen Routledge. And you're going to hear that right now because here are his July new music picks.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, checking in from Scotland with my new music picks for July. A distinctly more relaxed feel this month, after the intensity of Panopticon last time. That's certainly an assault, I think, were Jim's words. Well, you couldn't say that about my first choice, which is Village from the new album On Sunset by Paul Weller. Continuing a run of late career form, the former Jam main man delivers summery grooves, taking classic soul influences in a smooth-sounding confection that also channels a bit of Van Morrison. Perfect summer listening. Another top piece of summer listening is Brown of Gold from Silo by The Altogether. This has a lovely lazy summer groove in the verse that makes you just want to click your fingers and nod your head. But I love the way that it then opens up into a reverb-drenched chorus with an almost completely different psychedelic feel before building to a big, almost Monty Norman referencing rock finish. Excellent stuff. My third choice is a band I've featured before, Black Mountain Offshoot's Lightning Dust. Their new single, Material Life, has the same slightly off-kilter, edgy folk rock feel of last year's Spectre. I was less keen on the Nationals' most recent album, I Am Easy to Find, than I was on their previous few. But Distant Axis, a solo release from Matt Berninger, fills that space in my listening life this month. If you like The National, you'll like this, and if not, then you won't, as there's nothing radically different here. But it does have me looking forward to the full album release when it arrives in October, produced by Booker T, no less. My final choice is a pleasant surprise for me, with a new single, Prisoners, ahead of a new album by Mancunian alternative rock band Doves. It's 11 years since their last album, Kingdom of Rust. This is a band I've always enjoyed. All their albums are excellent, but Some Cities is probably the strongest, and I'm eagerly anticipating the arrival of The Universal Want in September. That'll do for this month. I look forward to hearing what you, the interns, and my fellow listeners have discovered in July. Just remember to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right, there we go. There's the man, myth, the legend.
Really is great. You know, and the more we listen to Steven's picks for new music and the more we interact with him on the Hootenanny and hear him perform himself, the more you really have to say he is the man, the myth, the legend. His appreciation for music is extremely broad, Jim, and also, you know, really well thought out. I mean, he always has a great rationale behind stuff he likes, and I love that.
That's what I like, too. Exactly. Okay, well, let's kick it off with one of your favorites here.
Yeah.
Weller.
Here I am, 10 stories high, not a single cloud in my eye, not a thing I'd change if I could. I'm happy here in my neighborhood, not a thing's I've never been. Things I've never done, I never want, I don't care much. Never knew, I don't.
all the things that you want from me.
All right, there you go. So what do you think of Paul Weller? Has quite a body of work by this point. I was shocked at how many solo albums he has, and that's on top of Jam and Style Council albums.
That's correct, Jim. He's 62 years old as we record, and, you know, somewhat similar to Bob Dylan, he enjoyed a late career renaissance where he sort of went back to a combination of his roots, at least in my opinion. And I think this latest album, I'm really happy. This is one I've actually listened to that Stephen picked. And I heard of the artist. It really is a nice combination of some of the quieter Jam songs and Style Council. He's really mixing a lot of the influences that have always driven his life and musical career. And it's great. Go listen to it. I mean, really going back to, I don't know, 22 Dreams, I guess, in 2008. He's really enjoyed a late career renaissance.
Yep.
And you know... Gosh, it's great. And you know, he's one guy, I think, that may be one of those guys that goes on one of those never-ending tours later in his career like Dylan has done, just because he seems like he's really enjoying playing music right now.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just amazed at how he keeps it going, man. He's been doing this for a long time.
He really has.
He puts out albums on a regular basis, and they're always high quality.
Yeah.
And in the U.S., he's never really had much success, and I don't know why that is exactly.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Interesting question to probe, and I know that we've talked about, you know, at one point diving deeper into his career. So we should definitely do that.
Yeah,
I think some point there's a lot. There really is.
Yep. Okay. Good to hear, though. So next is the All Together.
Baby, flip the pages through. On rainy days when there ain't nothing more to do, thinking this is what I came here for. We hear that bell ringing but won't get the door. This shouldn't have been so easy, but oh so suddenly I see us. Hear you got a brand new car. Might get you going fast, but it won't get you far. And every week a different girl in passenger seat. Well, I've got something better gonna knock you.
Okay, that's nice. That chorus was a bit unexpected for me. It just kind of
totally
came out of nowhere, man. That was cool though.
Yeah, really cool. Talk about using reverb. That band's got a lot of reverb going on the vocals and on the drums and everything, and very interesting sound. Yeah, as Steven said, much more relaxed than a lot of stuff he normally picks. But again, just proving my point from earlier, I think his breadth is quite incredible. So, never heard of this band, but it looks like there's a lot going on. They have strings and synthesizers and piano and different vocalists. Really cool.
Nice. And kind of fits in nicely with the Paul Weller there. They both kind of have that easy, soulful.
Absolutely. Be a great
going.
Segue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this next one, Lightning Dust, I have heard this song because it almost made my July picks.
Fabulous.
It was right up there in contention.
We're so far from material. You show me a mind that beats, walk down the dirty streets. It's so hard to see you go. Our minds flow, connections grow. And you want something bigger, but you get what you get. Maybe it hasn't happened yet. Real life, we want something better than gold.
All right, there you go. It's kind of like a suite or something. But anyway,
yeah.
I like that it just has a great sort of old vibe to it. I love mm-hmm. that organ sound.
Really liked it. Yeah, cool. It's a great band. I mean, and Black Mountain, you know, is a great heavy guitar band too. I've seen them live and man, they can tear it up.
Yeah, and this is not that, but...
that's why you need that kind of counterbalance, which is cool, yeah.
Very cool. All right. Next up was the national singer, Matt Berninger.
Mm-hmm.
Berninger. Here we go. Distant Axis.
It came back to me around the distant axis. I didn't even hear the door. I was looking up at the levels in between us as I was sinking through the floor. If only you, if only you would come around the distant axis, I would do whatever you wanted me to. If only you, if only you would come around the distant axis, I feel like I'm as far as I can get from you.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, the one question I had on this one was, wait, Booker T produced this record?
Yeah, right. It seems a bit incongruous.
Yeah, it really does. That's very interesting, man. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. National's one of those bands that never really struck me. I know it means a lot to a lot of other people. So mm-hmm.
yeah,
if you like them, check this out. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you and I are kind of in agreement on that,
yeah.
on that sentiment. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then we have Doves.
Mm-hmm.
The song is Prisoners.
When the day is done, it's just you and I. This is our last dance, one last fight. When there's blood on the stage, and could you face your fears? It all ends here, the minutes, the hours, days and years. What you want? Can you give me a sign? Or give me your current state of mind? Oh friend, it's been a while. We're just prisoners of this life. Just prisoners.
There you go, Doves. Sorry to say, I don't know much about them. They've been around for a while, and then I guess mm-hmm. they had like a big hiatus or something. But that's cool. That has a good, you know, driving sound, and I always like it too when I hear somebody sing in an accent. So,
yeah, exactly. first album in 11 years. That's pretty exciting. I personally liked that, and. I also personally, having been in a band, am always pretty fascinated by a group that, especially when they had a pretty strong sound and they went out on a certain note and came back at a different time. And part of this is me being, you know, currently into a book about Squeeze and really starting to understand the dynamic where they sort of, you know, broke it off at a point where you thought, well, why would they break it off there, you know, and then came back and did some really strong work. So that sounds legitimate to me. It doesn't sound like Doves are getting back together to cash anything in or, you know, do some hits. It sounds like they've released a very strong lead track to an album that's coming out in September. So, and also, you know, learning, again, more about Steven and understanding some of his tastes, I can really see how that's right in his wheelhouse. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and I think that's great.
It's good.
Not, yeah.
That had a good driving sound. I really did like that
a lot.
Yeah,
me too.
I
thought
I would like to hear more of that.
Me too. Very solid. I'm definitely going to mark that album down to listen to.
Okay.
And I've seen Doves, and I thought they were very entertaining.
Oh, cool.
When I saw them. Yeah, very professional.
When was that?
I saw them on assignment for the Washington Post probably sometime, obviously, before they broke up.
Yeah.
So I'd have to go back and look it up, but saw them play at the 9:30 Club.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Okay. Now, we're going to do one more caller on this episode.
Okay.
And would you like to guess who that may be?
I don't know, but did Nicholas write a jingle for them?
No, but it's Nicholas's pick. This is Nicholas's call.
How good.
So now Stephen needs to write a jingle for Nicholas. How about that?
Bam.
All right, here we go. Here's Nicholas Nygaards with his July new music pick.
Fellow Rockin' the Suburbs. Interns, Jim, Patrick, well, all you wonderful human beings of all sorts. This is Niklas, calling in from Second Aid Kit Studios, Sweden. I'm calling about July new music picks. And there were so many great albums coming out in July. The Jayhawks, The Beths, Margot Price. These have all been covered in the podcast, on the podcast, in media everywhere. Taylor Swift, that's a new one to be featured on this podcast, I believe. Such a great album as well. On the same day as she released her album, however, Courtney Marie Andrews released her fifth album, Old Flowers. Now, Courtney Marie Andrews doesn't draw that much attention to herself. She's a quiet, she makes lovely, lovely music, country ballads, that sort of thing. And although she started up in her first band, she called Massacre in a Miniskirt. Now, that alone sort of gives you an idea that you should listen to her. She's also been a studio musician. I don't know if she's probably toured as well with Jimmy Eat World and Damien Girardo as well. Now, this is basically a breakup record. And you can hear from the titles Guilty, Together All Alone, How You Get Hurt, and my favorite pick so far on the record, It Must Be Someone Else's Fault. Now the record is it's sad, it's beautiful, it's fragile, it's still hopeful, and it's honest. It's a brilliant record. So that's my pick for July. Go check it out. And take care. Rock on. Stay safe. Cheers.
Okay, nice to hear from Nicholas.
Oh my God. Yeah.
He is a great human. All right.
Seriously, it takes one to know one. No doubt about it. He's an amazing person.
So we will do this song for the playout. It must be someone else's fault from Courtney Marie Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about this artist? I saw you nodding your head.
Yeah, exactly. I've listened to this record, and I personally find it very beautiful too. And I think that Nicholas's mention of the fact that she toured with Damon Gerardo, I don't know if you know his music, Jim. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very, very introspective, very down, sort of in one sense. And I don't know how accurate this might be, but it's my own theory personally, is that there is a post Elliott Smith generation of singer songwriters that have taken some of their own influences, but also taken that beautiful sadness that Elliott Smith always had. And some of them probably got influenced by him in the Pacific Northwest, but others from different parts of the world, take some of that sort of, it's not, I don't want to call it melancholy, but there's a beauty in it, and also a truth. And that's kind of what I think Courtney has at the center of her music, which is why I really like it. and also the fact that she's completely unflashy, as far as I can tell. You know, it's not really about anything more than the music, you know, from what I get anyway. So if that's the vibe she wants to put out, it's definitely working.
Okay, very cool. All right, so we'll play out with that. Thanks to Steven, thanks to Niklas, and then as I mentioned, we have three more days of
great
listener new music picks. So let's move on to that. If anyone would like to call for the next installment, which will be the August new music picks, which of course we'll do at the beginning of September, the way you want to do that is you want either can call 612-440-1984 and you leave a message there, or you can record yourself on, say, like a voice memo or that kind of thing.
Yep.
And then email us that audio file, and the email address is rock@suburbspod.com. So there you go. All right.
Yeah, and definitely try to get those in, you know, folks, right around the end of the month. That's when we kind of compile everything. So, you know, you don't have to be super early, but you do want to get it in, you know, because we generally record these at the beginning of the month.
So. That's right. Yep. So be thinking about that. Okay. All right. We'll play out with this song. It is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Here is Courtney Marie Andrews.
Passing through your neighborhood, had a feeling I should stop by. Read you a line from some old romance book. Oh, it's been years since we talked. Is that rock band of yours still playing? Or have you grown apart like we do? How did we ever go our separate ways? Oh, but it must be someone else's fault. Must be someone else's heart who tainted mine. Oh, it must be someone else's fault. Feels like I've gone crazy, like the women in my family usually do.
Am I making any sense here at all? Should I stop talking?
No, you totally are. Are you still talking?
Yes.